Wow, what a privilege it is to be here. I'm totally humbled and honored to be here. I feel like the new kid on the block, but I've learned so much in the last couple of years that I've been here. And welcome to the Phenomenal Legacy Conference. Let's give it. Thank you so much. Let me tell you, I've been blown away by the people that that sacrificed so much for us in this. Meeting people, meeting legends, you hear all the time, and it's just an honor, like I said, to be here. My name is Chris Lombardo. I'm the owner and founder of No Moss Softwash. This is me before I started a Howard Partridge here. I'm a little bigger now, so, but I own an exterior cleaning company, and somebody made this for me, and they said that because I was their coach, and they admired me, that I was their superhero. I said, no. Let me introduce you to the superheroes in my life, Howard Partridge and Jim McDonough. These guys. I also want to thank everyone else who has helped the team, Santi and Christian and Michelle, everyone. Give them a hand. They're just amazing people. Austin, I can't name everybody, but these guys are my superheroes right here. This is the guys right here. Let's give them a hand again. Everybody say legacy. What's that?
That guy on the left has gray hair. That's not me.
Oh, no. That was some, this is the best that ChatGPT can do to interpret you.
That's
there you go. I have another picture of you and Dr. Rome. I should show that, but.
As long as it has black hair.
Okay. No offense. I got to know two really special people in my life also, is Mr. Rick Jones and Grand Marshal, Grand Master, Brenda Sell. Yes, amazing people. In fact, Brenda, 9 degrees in black belt in Taekwondo. That is amazing. This is simply amazing. I want to share something with you. You probably didn't know that, but my mother, I'm from an Italian family, big Italian family, 8 kids. And my mother actually had a black belt. Yeah, she had a brown belt, she had a wooden spoon, she had anything that she could just to corral us, right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Man, she got us. Today I'm gonna share with you something that's very dear to my heart. And this came up, and this was something like 2 weeks before I even signed up for the speaker's boot camp. I was looking forward to it, and I asked God, give me something that I know about. I can see it, I live it. And I didn't even know that there was a legacy conference. I never heard of that. And then when I got to speaker's boot camp, and I said, you know what, I want to sign up for that, but I had already had this in mind, the securing a family business legacy. That's me to the left over there in a couple of years. My family, I have a family that is in business with me. And I'm really excited about this. By show of hands, how many in here own a family business? Raise your hand. How many in here have children in your family business? Raise your hand. How many in here want a family business, or if they want to eventually start a family business? All right. How many kids? I got 6 kids. How many have more than one child? How many have more than two? 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. 6 kids? All right. Well, 6 kids. We win the prize back here. 6 children is a big. I came from a family of 8. So the family reunions are amazing, but when you're Italian, it's like, woo, that's big. A lot of kids involved in it. It's fun, though. I met Howard. Let me tell you a really quick story here. And today I want to encourage you, I want to inspire you, that if you, there's a couple of things that you want to learn about this, and this fits right inside this perfect, I mean, if you noticed, all the speakers were talking about legacy, not because they were told to, but I really believe that they were inspired to talk about this even before they were asked to. That was still a surprise for me, as, like I said, it was an honor. The time I met Howard was about 9 years ago. I told the story at boot camp. I was at a soft wash convention with A.C. Lockyer, the first one I went to, and I heard this man named Howard Partridge was giving a keynote. And in the middle of this, he said, "Who wants a business? Who really, really wants to grow? Who really wants to make this happen?" He says, "I have a gift for you." He says, "And I'm going to give this to," and he held out this book. And from way in the back, I said, "I want that." And I came running up and I grabbed that book right out of his hands, but he didn't even offer it to me. I just ran right past him, boom, took the book. It's like, whoa, what's your name? And I said, "Chris Lombardo." He goes, "All right, you want this?" I said, "Yeah, 14 fastest way to cash, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I want that." So now, I was so excited about that. Skip about 3 years later, and my son and I are started in Omaha Softwash in Sacramento. And Howard happened to be at like the huge convention. It's a convention with the cleaners, and he did the same thing. He said, "I'm going to give this book out." And my son Vince, not knowing that I did that, ran up and grabbed that book right out of Howard's hand. He didn't even know I did that. He goes, "Whoa! What's your name?" He goes, "My name is Vince Lombardo." He goes, "I know you." No, he knew me. But what he put into me was a legacy that soon, 9 years later, I would be standing in front of the Legacy Conference with Howard Partridge is amazing. Thank you, Howard. Thank you so much. It's just incredible, incredible. To me, it's amazing. Family-owned businesses, let's talk about them. 87% of all small businesses in the United States are small family business run. 32 million businesses. 32 million businesses in the United States are family businesses. That consists and makes up of over half of the U.S. gross domestic product. The GDP is 54%. Give yourselves a hand. You're offering business and jobs. You are very, very important. Very important to the economy. Let's talk about this legacy business, though. So when you have that legacy and you want to pass it on to your family, 7 out of 10 people say, "Yes, I want to pass this on to my family." Some don't have a family to pass it on to, and that's okay. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. How it's still important to pass this on if you desire to. 30% of that group pass it, actually make it to that second generation. Today when Howard was giving his presentation, I'm going, "Howard, you're taking all my notes. Are you reading my notes here? What is going on?" Well, he saw this presentation before, but I'm not saying you're taking it, but I'm saying that this is just in line. It's so important to be part of a family legacy or just a legacy business in itself. Because there's so many stories in here that you're not even part, maybe somebody instilled it to you and you started a business, or somebody offered something to you and it just went not from a family business but to a legacy business from a family member and or a friend. At the third generation, only 12% actually pass it on to the third generation. And I have some really cool stories about this. This is really neat. After the fourth generation, the numbers go down. And sometimes they don't even have any stats on that. And it's not bad, it's just that there's a reason why it doesn't go to the fourth generation or even past the third generation. So what happens here? There's failure to transition to this. Why are they not transitioning to this? I wanted to know why for this question, because There's so much lack of training. If you don't have the proper training, you'll never pass this on to, and it's like, you know how that is. You know something, you're taught something, or you're an expert in a field. And what you know and what you're taught, and you try to give to somebody else, they're only going to catch 70% because they're not going to follow your instructions exactly. I mean, no, that's true. And then when they pass it on to somebody else, it's only 40% of that. So you're not, and by the time you go and inspect, you go, who taught you how to do that? Well, oh, well, I was taught by that guy. Or I just made it up on the spot. Oh, not good. Lack of communication. How many have said something and told them exactly, you know exactly you told them what to do, and they end up not doing what you told them to do, and they say, oh, I didn't know you said that. It's communication skills, right? Lack of mentoring. Who's teaching you? Where are you going with this? You know, who's your coach? Who's your coach? Oh, I don't have one. Great. Oh, YouTube's my coach. Oh, okay. That's cool. And there's power struggles. You ever have anybody have a power struggle in your group? Yeah. This is what happens in family businesses. And of course, all businesses, there's things that happen, especially in the family business, though. There's personal issues. You know, Uncle George is in the business, and Uncle George, oh boy, Uncle George has some personal issues, you know? And we need to, there's a fix for all this. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to share that with you. This is why it happens, because there's no systems in place. There's no guided instructions. We're just willy-nilly. How many has been there? You're just doing business off the cuff, right? Not until I realized I didn't have a vision in place. This is really crazy. So I have a friend who's a financial advisor. And a man walked into his office and he said, I want to set up my family legacy financially. This man was from India. And he came in, he says, okay, let's sit down and let's talk about it. He says, so do you have a 5-year vision, 10-year vision? He goes, 10? I want a 500-year vision. What? 500 years? He goes, yeah, I'm living in a 500-year vision. One of the visions was I move to America, bring my family, and we then set up business for 500 years. Can you imagine that? 500 years. When there's no vision, the family hurts. How would you like to have a 500-year family business vision? That'd be amazing. Our system's important when you bring a system into place. If you don't have a system, we're all learning here. We're an inner circle. And those who are new, raise your hand if you're new to inner circle. Raise your hand. Everybody clap your hands for these new members because you're in the right place. I was sitting in your place about 4 years ago, and I'm like going, wow, look at all this. And I kept hearing names like Jim McDonough and Sherry Perry. Wow, my heroes, really. And I'm thinking, wow. And I got involved and I jumped into this, and it's blown me away. Why are systems so important? It's because you can be where you can, in the next few years, if you just stick with it. Brenda had told me about this the other day. She said, she asked her dad, can I be in band, right? Can I be in band? And he said this on everything he said, yeah, you can be in band. If you don't quit. That was most amazing. I wish I knew that when I was a young father. Yeah, you can be in that, but how many of us have, okay, I'm gonna start this, and then we quit. I'm gonna start these, implement all these systems, and then you quit. I've done that. God has systems in place. Have you ever heard of a solar system? How about a digestive system? Central nervous system? The word has a system in the end of it, right? Circulatory system? If you have no spine, you're a blob. right? These systems are important. Everybody say legacy. Let's see if you recognize some of these business systems that you'll probably recognize some of these. What's the first one? Second one. I mean, you don't even have to say, you know, it doesn't say Chick-fil-A. But you know what it is. It's that brand, right? Driving down the road, you see a chicken head. Oh, what's that? In-N-Out, Hobby Lobby. Who is a drummer in here? Any drummers, musicians? What is that right there? What is it? Drumstick cymbals. Okay, how old is that? Family-owned, U.S.-based businesses. Family-owned businesses. Some aren't even open on Sunday. Why? They're Christian-based. All these are Christian-based. I'm not saying anything if you're not. I'm just saying that this is they have something in place that's working. Zildan just celebrated their 402nd birthday. In 1623, from Armenia, the same family has been making cymbals all that time, before the United States was formed. They made cymbals. And today they're a family-based business. The 42nd, I think, generation is the CEO. And her daughter is the chief financial officer. Family businesses. So where do I get these family, where do I get these businesses to put in place? We all know working with the family, there's pros and cons. There's the ups and the downs. We talked about that today. There's ways to fail. There's also ways to prosper. How many have failed in your business before? Yeah, we made mistakes. How many have prospered or are prospering right now? You just a little bit. It's working, okay? And you can probably attribute it to some of the systems in place that we put in here today. My job is not today to sell me. My job today is to inspire you to put systems in place that you're not putting in place. And it's right in front of you. Is that okay, Howard?
Yes.
Just say yes and yes. Yes and yes. I learned that from some guy. Okay. We're all the same. My children are all angels. Your children all angels?
Yes.
They're all the same.
Yes.
Let me tell you about Christopher. Woohoo! Everybody say legacy. Everybody say legacy. There you go. Wake up here after lunch. Okay, so Christopher, I have 3 girls, 3 boys. They're all older. How can that be when I'm only 25? But so Christopher, now everybody know I have, okay, 3 boys. It's Vince is 31, Chris is 26, and Jordan is 25. Okay, Vince and Jordan are just like me. We're quiet and shy. No. Christopher is the quiet and shy guy. My 2 boys are on fire. They're high energy, and they want to go out there and sell, and they love what they're doing, and they love talking with people. Chris, No. It's this. Like my wife, she goes, "Hey, babe, I just bought a dress." I said, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah, guess how much?" I said, $15. She goes, "No, $14.98. "Oh, it's $15. She goes, "No, it's not." I go, "Babe, it's 3 o'clock. We gotta go." She goes, "No, it's not. My alarm didn't go off. It's not 3 o'clock. Right? It's 2:42. Oh, come on. No, there's numbers. And there's reasons why we have Chris as our operations manager in dispatch. Because he knows numbers and times, and he says, "No, you're going to be late." For me, it's like, "Oh, okay, I'll get there." I need that structure, right? How many have been guilty of that, right? We've been there. All my children, they all get along. They all get along? Do your kids all get along? There was one group that had all girls, and I said, they don't fight, do they? Yeah, that's another story. They never argue, and they're perfect in everything they do. These are my children, right? How about your employees? They're all angels, they're all the same, they comb their hair the same, wear the same. No, they're not. There's an issue here that we have to address. See, our revelation was is when we started doing a family business, we were so excited. I get to work with my kids, and boy, we did not get along. Their strong will, my strong will, my vision for this. You know, it's what they say, vision plus vision equals division. So you got to have something in place where it's not me making this decision, it's a corporate structure or some sort of a rules in place, a system, a process. Somebody else, well, put systems in place. What does that mean? It means there's got to be a process. There's got to be a standard. There's got to be one thing that stands up. And it can be adjusted, but there's got to be a standard. It's got to be this way. Nothing bad, nothing good, but there's a standard. Why are we working so hard at this? I said, I want to leave this to our children. I'm going to leave this to you so I can sit back and watch you drive it into the ground. Because their vision is not my vision. Then there's something happened. I realized it was for our grandchildren. Because what I'm doing right now is I'm training my children. And soon they'll be sitting right in here because it's going to be mandatory that they go through Howard Partridge in a circle. So they can learn to become managers as I move out of the manager position into the investor-owner position. So my children can manage them. And my grandchildren then will be recipients of their parents or their uncles or their legacy. So our revelation became our inspiration to get things started. I'll be 65 in a couple years, but I want to be retired. I'll probably have my hands in this, but I'm going to guide this. So we need a direction in this. Well, where did we go? Where did we turn? The Bible. Right? A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Show me more of this in the Bible. Finish the blank. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here's something that was amazing to me. It was a revelation. When I went to Israel, I asked a Jewish rabbi. I sat down with him. I said, what's the most important scripture that you have? He goes, Deuteronomy 6 and 4. I said, what was that? He says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Anybody believe that? I said, what does that mean? He said, Jacob's name was Israel. Right? And I said, yeah. He goes, that story, read it. When you get home, read it. It's Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 6. It tells the story of Jacob's kids while Jacob is dying. And he says, Jacob, basically their history or their culture, they believe that Jacob was so worried about his children and grandchildren not getting that revelation that they were to serve Jehovah. This is the Jewish faith. And his son looked down upon him and literally grabbed him by the gently and said, hear me, O Israel. We believe this, and we will follow after what you taught us. That's the kind of commitment you want to have for your children, to say, I believe in these systems. I believe in your vision. I believe what you're going to do is going to affect me and my children. You agree with that? How about the women? Lois, Eunice, the faith of the grandmother and the mother in 2 Timothy Who is next in line? Timothy. Lois was the grandmother. Eunice was the mother. Timothy was the third generation. He was the grandchild. Children's children are the crown of old men. But let's not go there with the old men. It's not fair. It's not just an inheritance you're working on. It's the legacy you're putting in them. Howard Partridge. That was already in my notes. And I didn't have that at Speaker's Boot Camp. I didn't have that line there.
We were learning from the same place.
There you go. You know what? What I learned is there's a man named Tiger Woods. Anybody heard of Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods plays golf. Well, I play golf too. What's the difference between me and Tiger Woods? Elijah? He's got a coach. He can play a lot better than me. I play. And when I pay $100 to go play, I get 100 strokes, man. I get my money's worth on that. Yeah. Ladies, this is a legacy for ladies. Who said it's all about men? Men business, this and that. He's the boss. No. There's women involved too. I told you I was going to do this, but Sarah, there's a shout out to this lady. How many ladies in this room have their daughters in this business, or daughter-in-laws? You just can't stop where you're at, because who's to say that your daughter is not going to marry someone that's going to say, I need this. I want to join with you. Or how about the son that marries a daughter who's an entrepreneur and says, I want this. Or the grandson after years says, I want this. What I love about this is the legacy pushes down, presses down. If you put the systems in place and they begin to love it. I learned a phenomenal secret here. Is that there's a legacy. Where, perfect example, Howard. Howard has an incredible business. He gets his legacy, like he said it right here. I heard him say it right here to Rick Jones. Right there. This is my legacy. And then Santi comes in. He teaches Santi and us. Where would we be without Howard Partridge right now? Where would we be? Where his legacy? And he taught me this. You have to have a proven system to teach your people to understand themselves, build their teams, have better relationships, easy to implement. It includes everyone from your home, your work, and your church. I did not know this system. I try to do it by myself. I'm a high D, and my wife's a CS. Who in here knows about the DISC system? Raise your hand. This is the DISC system. This is about, this is the most, one of the most important systems right now. This is like God put the solar system on. You believe in God, you have to believe in DISC. I'm telling you, this changed my life, Jim. It changed my life. I was able to have relationships with my family, my coworkers. I even screen, Connor, I screen people coming in and the people that call in for work. Because I can tell whether or not, hey, is this gonna hurt my plans? I just want a number right away. Hey, just I don't want nothing. Just give me, I got three bids. We know who these people are. So when our salesperson goes out there, they're already geared to know, this is the way I'm going to present our program. I'm telling you, it works so well. Now I can talk to my grandkids on this. I have four grandboys, and they're in each corner. One's dominant, another one's inspiring, one's supportive, and one is a cautious person. At a young age, we figured this out. This is my family. Look at this extreme. Okay? And I'm way at the top. The two in the middle are in-laws. They're my daughter-in-law and my son-in-law. Everybody else, yeah, you're laughing because it's true. That's my family. Now, I'm the president and CEO of the Wishida Club because I wish I had done this a long time ago, okay? I just put it in place. Look at these characters. In 1983, joined the U.S. military. Went from Ohio to California. My father had a business. He was a salesman in a plumbing company. So I know about plumbing. All the parts, sinks, flappers, everything. He set it up where if he went to an apartment complex and it was a commercial product, you don't just buy one unit or like a flapper or something like that or a screen or a handle. You're gonna buy 200 of them so you don't have to keep on changing them out. He knew all these people. He wanted to give it to me. I didn't do that. I joined the military. So four out of the six boys went to the military. When I came here, I spent 18 years with the corporate America and got fired. And at 50 years old, I'm on my own. I didn't know what to do, so I prayed, God, give me this. And he showed me this. I came here with one, and now I have 18. And that's going to make a big party at the Noble House. We also had just a little one in the middle there. And this little group right here, just welcomed this one about 6 weeks ago. Now, I didn't give her a DISC test assessment yet, but pretty sure she's a little wild one, and her family, her both parents are C's and S's, and she's going to be an I. Yes, give it to them. But I learned, if I didn't put anything in place, I wouldn't have that. Here's my plea to you. If you're not using the DISC family or the DISC assessment for at least your family, let alone your business, your church, your work, anything, I encourage you to put the DISC system together. Again, this is not about me. This is about this, you. Do it as fast as you can. Find out. Get the certifications. It opens up opportunities for you to have communication and loving relationships. Is it perfect for me? No. But I'm a lot different. I'm a lot better than what I was before. If you want that family legacy or create a family legacy or a business legacy, start today. Let's do this together. God bless you.